Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 332. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. You all are unreal. And today I have a topic for you. It's obviously in the title, but today I want to talk about bad boys. I want to talk about why women are attracted to them and why inevitably that doesn't work out. And that's definitely a little bit of clickbait because I'm using the term bad boy here as a catch-all. I want to talk about why we as humans, men, women, whatever, why we are attracted to bad boys, emotionally unavailable people, toxic people, manipulative people, people who do not choose us, and so on and so on. And I think the term bad boy seems like a good starting point, right? We all know more or less what that looks like. And I think there's a lot of relevance and relatability to this term. So that's where we're going to take this. So strap in. I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode. Real quick, before I get into it, I teased this on Instagram the other day, but in less than 3 weeks, I'm going to be releasing a new product. You might know that I have a line of journals that I sell at newmindsetwhodis.com, and that's been incredible. It's been unreal how many of you have picked up a journal. I've been on Good Morning America talking about it. Really just an incredible story there. But I haven't released a new journal in almost a year, and that's because I've been working on a new project. And it's not a journal, not even close. And I'm going to be releasing it in only a couple of weeks. And I can't wait to show you what it is. So that's it. That's the tease. If you want to be the first to know about it when it's released, you can head over to unbothered.com and throw your email in there. You'll be the first in line to pick it up. And I'll, of course, make it worth your while with some bonuses and discounts. But either way, unbothered.com. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting me. And more to come on that. Just know I'm very excited to show you what I've been working on. But let's talk about bad boys. What a transition. Let's talk about bad boys. What is a bad boy? Well, like I said, I think it's kind of a catch-all phrase because, you know, it's more than just a boy, a man, whatever, who's bad. Like, let's move beyond that. But we kind of know in general the characteristics of someone who fits this mold. We know it in movies. We know it in real life. It's someone who is attractive, charming, charismatic, and also like a bit different, a bit rebellious, a bit mysterious. And also they kind of have an attitude about them, kind of a no fucks given type attitude. And there's many, many ways that you could describe this kind of person. Maybe they're a bit more adventurous than the average person. Maybe they wear a bunch of rings. Who knows? Tattoos, a sick beanie. I don't know, whatever. But I think that the defining characteristic of this bad boy archetype is a sort of bravado, a sort of macho-ness, if that's a word. They're macho. They do what they want. They're not trying to be overly impressive. And that can be attractive. Like, I get that for sure. Like, I get that. Like, same old can be boring. Same old nice guy routine can be boring. Same old nice guy from the suburbs who likes fantasy football and likes watching The Office. That can be boring. Hearing the same lines over and over again on dating apps can be boring. Having the same conversation, what's your favorite color, can be boring. I get that. And then you come across a guy or a person who just doesn't give any fucks, who's not trying to impress you too much, who's cool with you or without you, who's confident, who has some attitude. I get that, how that can be attractive. Different can be attractive. So let's roll kind of with that definition of a bad boy. And it's kind of funny because I was preparing for this episode and I sat back. I was like, what is a bad boy? So I Googled it. What is a bad boy? So now Google is going to have some questions about me, but whatever. Got to do it for the episode. But let's roll with that definition, a bad boy. And then it's the question of, why are you attracted to this type of person? That's someone with charisma, someone who isn't trying too hard, someone who's confident, someone who's probably good in bed, someone who's rebellious, and so on and so on. What, you know, actually, what's the problem with that? That doesn't sound so bad. That sounds great for you. Well, I think if you've ever fallen for or experienced a bad boy, this type of person, you know where it leads. It leads to chasing. It leads to one-sidedness. It leads to mixed signals, all the negative things I talk a lot about on the podcast. And that's because at the end of the day, a bad boy is really just a synonym here for someone who is a narcissist. And obviously, that's not universally true. There are definitely cool, rebellious, chill, confident men and women out there who are literally just that and nothing more. And that's amazing. But for the most part, this trend here, this narrative that I'm talking about of bad boys, is really just the narrative of being attracted to a narcissist, being attracted to someone who's not right for you, being attracted to someone who's selfish, being attracted to someone who has their own agenda, being attracted to someone who doesn't choose you. That is a narrative that I think we can all relate to. And certainly, I've done episodes specifically on narcissists. And you can go back and listen to that. I've talked about how they take advantage of you and your kind heart and your empathy and your desire for more and your tendency to look for potential, all those things. You can listen to that if you want. But for this episode in particular, I want to talk about why you're attracted to bad boys, why you're attracted to someone who you know isn't good for you. Why? Why are you attracted to the kind of person who inevitably becomes hot and cold, who clearly isn't eager to choose you, who is incredibly inconsistent, who claims that they're interested, but they rarely prove it? Why? Why are you attracted to that kind of person? And I have one specific thought on this. I've circled one reason that I think, in my mind, is like the biggest reason. And sure, there might be many little reasons here and there. You know, maybe you're just legit attracted to the bad boy type. You're just attracted to rebellious people. Okay, I buy that. But, you know, in fact, as I do with all episodes, I wanted to see what the common thought of this is. So I Googled, why are women attracted to bad boys? And many, 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 many articles on this. It's a very hot topic. So many reasons listed why. Women want someone to fix. That's a big one that seems to always be listed. There's a bunch of articles on how women in particular are biologically attracted to like alpha qualities. Okay. Other reasons were like women are attracted to assholes. What? Women themselves want to be bad, so they date bad boys. All right. The list goes on and on and on. And I'm not going to comment on those. Who am I to say that none of those are accurate? None of those are true. They might be. I'm sure some of them are. Whatever. I'm sure there's roots, in fact, in childhood. I'm sure there's roots in self-esteem issues. There's practical roots in just being excited to date someone different because boring is boring. Okay. I get that. Sure, sure. But I don't think we give ourselves enough credit. Man, women, however you identify, when it comes to why we as humans are attracted to people we know are not good for us. That is the narrative I want to address here. And I think we're stronger than a lot of those reasons listed. I think we're stronger than a lot of the common narratives that you find online. So what then is the larger, harder to resist reason that we do this? Well, I gave this a lot of thought, and I think it comes down to conditioning. Conditioning. Back to the definition of a bad boy. Back to the core characteristic and habit of a bad boy, of a toxic person, of a selfish person, whatever you want to call them. It's that they are inconsistent. Inconsistent. It's that they supply us with lots of highs and lots of lows. And that's what I circled here for the reason. Inconsistency. Because that, I think, is what essentially tricks us into thinking we're attracted to this type of person. We're not actually attracted to them. We just think we are. And it's because of inconsistency. And that seems very backwards, right? Like, why would we be attracted to someone who's inconsistent? You know, if you follow me on Instagram, that I'm constantly posting some variation of you deserve better than inconsistent behavior. You deserve better than someone who is interested but inconsistent. I'm always posting that. We all know that, right? I know it. You know it. Intuitively, we know it. I won't shut up about it. But I think human nature really likes to override that fact. Our human nature likes to override that awareness. Like, I think our human nature, our brains, our biology dupes us into thinking that inconsistency is attraction. We become attracted to the highs and lows. We need the highs and lows because for every low, there's a high, and those highs are really high. Those highs are the moments where we have it all, where we have someone, you can call them a bad boy if you want, we have someone who's different, who's hot, who's attractive, who's good in bed, who's a bit reckless, a bit rebellious, they're confident. And in that moment of the high, they're all that and more. They're all that and they're honest and they're vulnerable and they're sweet and kind and attentive and all about you. And that's a winning combination. Of course, who could resist that? Like, that's amazing. Those highs are intoxicating. They make you happy because in those moments, you do have it all in a sense. You have the partner who is different, which you want and is fine to want a different partner, but they're also all about you. They have all the core compassionate characteristics of an emotionally available person. And you have it at that moment in that high. But then you also have the lows. And that's where that person's true colors come out, where they ignore you, where they're messing around, where they totally throw you aside and disregard you, where it's all about them, where they become incredibly selfish. And that is a low. That's the low, low. It's where it's clear that that person doesn't care about you. Maybe they're manipulating you. At a minimum, they're just incredibly selfish. They don't care. They're not choosing you. That's the low. But to my point here, there's something about being human that makes us overlook what inconsistency really is. It makes us overlook those lows because we've had a taste of the highs. Again, that high and that high, it's the total package. It's an amazing high. And then we become fixated on that, addicted to it almost. And that's why for all the quotes and awareness we have about bad boys and how these types of people are bad for us, that is why we become attracted to them. And again, here, I'm not necessarily talking about women literally being attracted to bad boys. I'm talking about why anyone is attracted to anyone who is not good for them. You know, you could throw the label toxic, selfish, narcissist, bad boy, whatever you want on top of it. But that's what I'm talking about here. But ultimately, I think that is the main reason. If you really had to break it down and circle one simplified reason of why you feel attracted to someone like this, why you feel it to be difficult to break free of that attraction, I think this is it. It's the weird, upside down, backwards attraction to inconsistency that represents itself in an addiction to highs and lows, specifically the highs, obviously. And then sure, on top of that, you could add all kinds of other reasons, maybe smaller reasons that you think you can change them, that it fills a void of some kind in your life, that it makes you feel rebellious and alive and adventurous. Maybe it's an attachment style issue, whatever it may be. But fundamentally, I think this is like the underlying why. And it's weird. Of course it's weird. It seems very counterintuitive. Even saying this out loud, it seems counterintuitive. And I actually looked into this more closely, did a bit of research on this one. It's always funny when I make like an observation that just seems logical. It's like, yeah, that sounds about right. This is logical. It's backed by my experience and my observation. Then I do some research and see that there's actually like science and research and, psychologically backed studies into the biology of how humans are wired. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot to this. And that's definitely the case here. There's all kinds of studies I found that have been done about relationships and like the idea of addiction and naturally occurring chemical dependencies. It's crazy stuff. Like you can Google this, you'll see it. Like there's all kinds of articles on the love drug. Really interesting stuff. Like we're wired to develop chemical dependencies towards certain people and certain behaviors. The research on the association of certain chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, like these naturally occurring chemicals in us that become released and associated with behaviors, that you get a dopamine rush, for instance, when you experience them. And then naturally, when you're at the low, you can't stop thinking about getting that high again. And inconsistency is one of those behaviors. Like you can search this. I found a really interesting article on Psychology Today about how separation heightens passion. And there's a line from it. It's actually from one of Esther Perel's books that says the seed of wanting is uncertainty, which is more or less what I'm talking about here. It's all crazy. psychology, biology, human behavior. You can Google frustration separation psychology today if you want to read what I read, but it's really interesting stuff. But I don't necessarily want to dote on the science here, because if that's all true, which is really interesting, what are we to do about it? Like, you can't rewire your, I don't know, chemical receptors or whatever. So what are we supposed to do with that other than be like, well, this is what's going to happen? Well, I don't think we need to do that, of course. I think we're much stronger than we think. And we could be wired biologically at a fundamental level to do all kinds of things. We could be wired to naturally do self-destructive things, but we don't have to. Like, self-awareness, awareness of those tendencies, is always the key catalyst to changing them. Changing your standards, changing your habits, changing what you're attracted to, changing what you accept. So let's focus there. Why might you be attracted to someone who you know is not good for you? Why are you attracted to a bad boy? Counterintuitively, it's the inconsistency that they bring to the table. It's the lack of respect that they bring to the table. It's weird. Like, what's the saying? They treat them like dirt, stick like mud, or whatever. That's a ridiculous statement. Sure is. And one that I think we'd all like to be like, oh, hell no. But let's examine the facts. We put up with being treated like dirt because the person doing it is good at manipulation. They know that they can treat you like dirt because at a certain point, they've also made sure to treat you like a queen. And they know that the high, that high offsets the low, and they can get away with it. And they get away with it because we allow inconsistency to trick our brains into wanting more. When the reality is, of course, we shouldn't have to chase for more. We shouldn't have to put up with massive inconsistency to get that more. It should be there in one form or another from the beginning. But we forget that. And maybe it's rooted in biology. There's obviously a lot of people who are much smarter than me who say so. Maybe it's rooted in an attachment style. Yeah. Maybe it's rooted in past trauma or childhood. I don't know. But I do know that regardless of the reason why, we can always reestablish a standard we set for ourselves. We can always do that. Like, yes, be attracted to whoever and whatever you're attracted to. Be attracted to someone who's different. Like, I know I am. I realized a while ago in my life that I need someone who's a bit different. Not like in a crazy way, but just different. Be attracted to what you're attracted to. If you like someone who is carefree and rebellious, that's fantastic. If you want someone who has tattoos and is a traveling musician, okay. If you're attracted to the alpha, macho, no fucks given attitude type person, that's awesome. I respect you. I support you. I have no doubt that you could find someone with those qualities. But I also have no doubt that you should never have to make concessions to find that person. You can find those qualities and a sense of honest intention. I really do believe that. I really do believe that. You can find that person. But in the meantime, if you find that those qualities come with inconsistencies, massive inconsistencies, highs and lows, manipulative highs and lows, I think you need to reestablish your standard, the standard you've set for yourself. You need to realize, much as I have realized, that as much as your intuition can be your best friend, it could also betray you in a way. Like, your brain can betray you. It can convince you that it's okay to stick out a low because the high was so good. It can convince you that you can put up with times of dishonesty and selfishness and lack of communication because when you finally get that high, everything's good. And sometimes we just need to put ourselves in check. That is not what you deserve. Inconsistency, unpredictability, highs and lows. No, I don't think, you know, not wanting those things, not putting up with those things is asking for too much. I really don't. And I think you know that too. I think it sometimes just takes a bit of cold water to the face, a hard look in the mirror, an honest conversation with your mom to realize that in this case, in the narrative we're talking about here, bad boys, it's literally in the word, bad boy. Someone who preys on your desire for a high amidst the lows that they're continuously serving up, someone who does that and who does it in a manipulative way, well, they're bad for you. They're bad for you. And Do you pursue what's bad for you? Well, maybe you have in the past, but you can stop that today. Because if your attraction to that type of person in the first place is simply derived from wanting someone different, wanting someone exciting, wanting someone who's not boring, someone with a little more pizzazz and adventure than you used to, that's totally okay, of course. But I don't think it's overly optimistic to say that you can't find that and honesty, that and intention, that and consistency. I really don't. It's not asking for too much. It's not too optimistic. You can find a bad boy who's only bad in the good ways, rebellious, confident, creative, whatever it is you're attracted to. You can find that in a person who's a bit different. Yes. You could believe me if you want, but I think you know you're not going to find what you deserve in someone who would use that appeal, that attraction, to manipulate you into sticking around when it's clear that you shouldn't. You deserve, of course, someone who is present, someone who is consistent, interested, and consistent. And you can find that all wrapped up in one. I believe that. You can find that all wrapped up in a package that is attracted to you, interesting, a bit rebellious, confident, alpha, whatever, and they're honest and consistent. And I really don't think you have to make any concessions. And I think you know that too. And it starts with realizing why. Why do you stick it out in situations with people you know don't have what it takes to treat you right, or simply have no desire to, or who are simply too selfish to realize that they're not doing those things? You deserve better than disinterest one day and over-the-top interest the next. You deserve more than highs and lows. You deserve a person, a relationship, a love that is confident and consistent above everything else. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd send the episode to a friend. Maybe send it to that friend who's always had trouble with bad boys, or just send it to someone who has a high standard for themselves, and this will remind them why. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for visiting newmindsethudis.com, picking up a journal, and for visiting unbothered.com, entering your email there so you'll be first to know about my upcoming launch. But that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.